The Lord's blessing and covering is with us, heart dwellers. And tonight he brought up a message about things that are on the horizon, that are about to happen. So after I had had my prayer time, I asked the Lord, what would you like to teach on tonight? It's October 22nd, 2015. He said, submission to my will. And he began, when a soul listens to me very carefully and then is careful to implement my will, I protect it with all my strength. Whatever wishes to come against it becomes a wisp of vapor that quickly evaporates, never to be seen again. I will cause all my glory to pass before you, and no one or nothing will I allow to triumph over you. Because you are my servant, faithfully going about my business, I have protected you with my holy angels and a hedge of fire. Many are the devices of the wicked, but I will thwart them all, my love. Just keep being faithful to me. You have absolutely nothing to worry about. Just continue to lead this flock as I have entrusted it to you. And as he was speaking, I had the strong sense that he was also talking to those of us who are being submissive to his holy will. Not just us, not just Ezekiel and I, but all of you who are really, really submitting to his will, seeking his will, and carrying out his every wish. He continued, they are suffering confusion right now, not knowing which way to go. But I will make a path plain and the way level. I asked, Jesus, what are you talking about right now? I mean, who are you talking about? You, my love, you and those you care for. Confusion is in the air. Go, stay, wait. Go, stay, wait. Do I go? Do I stay? Do I wait? You are waiting. You are all waiting. But I am using this time to prepare you and gather into my bosom more souls hungry for me, the lost, without meaning, direction, or orientation. Confusion has been deeply educated into such as these as a part of the plan to steal their souls away from me. But I am going to shake the earth. Shake, shake, and shake until all the ripe fruit will come tumbling down into my baskets. Yes, you are all my baskets to catch the fruit as it falls. And this time before the rapture, you will all be given ample opportunity to catch the fruit as it falls from the tops of the trees. And when he said that, I saw our pear tree in the yard. It's way, way, way tall. It's been allowed to grow for a long time without being cut back. So now it's so very tall we can never pick the fruit. The crows peck at the pears and they fall to the ground. And the Lord picked up there and he said, yes, but I am about to shake that tree and even more will fall. All over the world, people are ripe for answers. Confusion reigns in their hearts, because they know the signs of the times are perilous indicators of the end. Their elders have spoken of these times, and all that has been prophesied is manifesting in world events, signs and wonders. There's barely a soul who is ignorant. My spirit has stirred all men that something huge is looming. Beneath these day-to-day attempts to appear normal is deep unrest and the expectation that something major is going to change. But Lord, hasn't it been this way for decades? Yes, in a manner of speaking, it would seem that way. But forces have been brought to bear and moved into position slowly in order not to spread mass alarm. It's the moment, Claire, the moment before the storm. The calm before the storm. Can't you feel it? Forgive me, Lord. I've been feeling it for a very long time now. That is because I continue to delay things. Just one more soul, Father. Just one more. I saw him looking up and pleading with Father God. But all of that is narrowing down to the final moment, the very last moment before it all breaks loose. Creation holds its breath in eager expectation. Things are winding down, Claire. The window is closing. The window of opportunity for mercy. It's coming to a close. And when he said that, I saw a tunnel of sorts, and it began wide. It was a very dark tunnel, and it became wide, but very quickly became more and more narrow. It almost looked like I was looking through a tornado down to the earth. Jesus continued, "When it has finished, it breaks with the ground and ascends back into the cloud, never to be seen again." Yes, that is my window of mercy for mankind. It is narrowing, Claire. It is narrowing. There will come a time shortly when it will lift up from the ground, taking my bride with it. Then the heavens will be shut in utter darkness, and chaos will reign on this earth. CERN has made much of this possible. I have limited the enemy's contact with the earth. Yes, I have held back the hands of perdition as the time for the great slaughter is coming. The time when dimensions will converge on earth, bringing with them those unclean ones scattered in space. Yes, they shall converge on the earth until they are no more. Lord, are you speaking of the purging before the millennium or after? Before. My heart is heavy tonight, Claire, very heavy, because this window of opportunity is truly irrevocably coming to a close. He began to weep. And many will be lost, Claire, many, too many. My children that I will never see again, the hope for their conversion is coming to a close, and that is why I am pouring forth my gifts as never before, that they will be seen and believed, and souls will repent and convert. This is the hour of great gloom and doom for mankind. Yet so many will be taken unaware of what has overtaken them. Confusion on every front, no understanding of what is occurring. Yet I will have my army, my soldiers that will stand for me in every battle. They will lead the way to salvation for those who survived the initial onslaught, and there will be a great harvest. But before that, terror will inhabit the very air you breathe, and all will be cast into confusion, except for those of you who have made me your priority. You will know and understand. You will stand strong, shining a light into the darkness, the light that will penetrate the hearts of all men, the light of truth. Many imitations will be offered with false claims of security, and those who have compromised for the pleasures of life will be especially disoriented. They never had an anchor in their lives. Only a thin veneer and appearance of being stable. They will grasp at those things that offer that stability back to them. They will also ally against Christians who will be depicted as the true culprits and troublemakers. Anything for a dollar, anything for praise, anything for security. That is anything but me. Why am I telling you this? Because it is even at the door. It thrashes and kicks against the door, which I alone have the key to. And when that door is open, fury will come forth, full force. So I say to you now, make the very best use of the time and gifts I'm imparting during this season, the antechamber of evil. Take and use these gifts. Be on the lookout for those you can touch, even in the littlest ways. It may not seem significant to you, but a little spreads out to have a large impact. You touch a soul with a little word. I water it in their hearts. They in turn spread that word. Things are read and listened to that confirm what you have sown. Your tiny word expands into a truth that blankets a whole community of interconnected people. Do not look for glory among men. You will not find it. Rather, look for the little, the small, and insignificant. I will work through those things and give the increase. Salvation will be wrought. Just plant the seeds and give no thought to your lack of harvest. That has been the problem with my people. They go out looking for glory and come home empty-handed and disillusioned. What they don't realize is that I am the Lord of increase and water and send others to harvest at the appropriate time. Just because you don't get the credit for a soul coming to me in this world does not mean that your reward is not stored up in heaven. It takes many to bring in a soul, and all shall be rewarded according to their sacrifices. So many will be rewarded that no one even recognized. They will be the ones who cared not for the glory or recognition. Rather, they poured out their hearts to me, day after day, night after night, without even a sign from me that their prayers were being answered. They prayed in love and contrition for the whole world, and I answered their prayers in ways that will only be seen in heaven. Now is the time, my people, my bride. Make the best use of all that I give you, and do not disdain the little things done in love. I will take it from there, and hope will not disappoint.